No one really wants to see any of the city's community centers close. The whole reason they exist is to have neighborhood spaces that are open to everyone. And that's pretty difficult if they're, well, not open. There's just one big problem, says Councilwoman Sally Bagshaw.
We know how many people just love their community centers. That said, we're in a budget time where we can't continue running our centers in the same way that we have.
So a committee of volunteers has come up with some suggestions. One idea to trim costs is to charge non-residents more to use the centers. Bagshaw says that's just nibbling at the problem. A more realistic solution is to vary each center's hours. The city would create a tiered system based on what amenities the buildings have, how often they're used, and by whom. Centers that are in low-income neighborhoods, heavily utilized, or have pools, for instance, would be in the top tier, and the only ones open full-time. If those cuts aren't deep enough, the plan of last resort is closure. Somewhere between 2 and 10 facilities could go dark, unless an outside organization like the Boys and Girls Club rents them. Councilwoman Bagshaw says it isn't necessarily all doom and gloom. Until the mayor and city council make their final decisions next fall, people will have several chances to speak up about what they want in their communities and possibly make the centers more relevant. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.